Christ is risen, alleluia. It is truly wonderful to see you all here today, but I got to tell you something. Most of you missed it. You've heard of NCAA March Madness. Last night we had April Madness right here in this church. Six adults, two teenagers, and one baby were baptized. Four other adults who were baptized Christian believers were received into the full communion of our Catholic Church, and all 10 received confirmation in First Holy Communion. It was a great celebration of our faith. So I'd ask you to pray today for all of those new members of our church community, that they would continue to grow in the power of God's Spirit and in their conviction and the faith they share with us that Christ really is risen from the dead. Tuesday, as I hope some of the boys and girls of our parish school that are here today might remember, I know it's a few days ago, we had a little Holy Week prayer service. And I mentioned to the boys and girls that day that a few weeks ago, one of the parishioners gave me a DVD of a great movie. The movie was called Risen. If you didn't see it, go on your on-demand or Netflix and check it out. It's the story of Jesus' death and resurrection from the point of view of a Roman soldier who was at the crucifixion. That soldier was standing there and he saw Jesus dead on the cross. They saw him take the body down and take it away. In the course of the next couple days, he runs into one of the disciples of Jesus, who on Easter night takes him up to the upper room where he sees in the room, he's kind of shocked, he sees Peter and Andrew, James and John, and looks across the room, and sitting at the table with a nice glass of wine and a piece of bread is Jesus himself. He says, how can that be? I saw that man die. Yes. What we believe is hard to believe. That Jesus, who we know suffered and died, is risen from the dead. And yet with boldness and confidence, we dare to proclaim to the world that what those upper room disciples first experienced on Easter Sunday, millions and millions and billions of people all around the world today are celebrating, that Christ is risen. That's the faith that brings us together. Back on this past Monday, we celebrated a funeral mass for one of our parishioners. I mentioned them because the congregation was filled up with a lot of financial professionals. We had the investment advisors, we had the bookkeepers, we had the accountants. We were always kind of hot shots in the business world. But I mentioned to them on that funeral occasion how radically different is the message we proclaim. See, our human experience tells us this. Sickness and suffering brings death. The poor woman when they buried had had her share of cancer, sickness, and a slow, hard, terminal illness. But Jesus Christ comes among us to change the equation for our human lives. Jesus reveals in his own life a different equation, that sickness and suffering and death lead to eternal life. That something more is offered to us in his resurrection from the dead. In a few moments, I will ask all of you gathered here, as I asked those 10 new Catholic Christians last night, do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus died and is risen from the dead? If you believe that, say I do with great confidence and trust. And by the way you live your daily lives, proclaim to the world this simple truth we say here in church. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Come on. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Much better.